Welcome to Holistic Soundbites, the podcast to feed your craving for learning. Hi everyone, my name is Ryan, and this is Holistic Soundbites. Have you ever had a bite of bitter melon? Or bitter gourd, or Brussels sprouts, or for some folks who feel that cacao beans and coffee leave a bitter taste in your mouth? Well, how about in real life? Some conversations seem so much harder than others, and when you're done, leave that same bitter taste. In today's By Youth, For Youth episode, Jasper tackles this topic head on. He pulls no punches in discussing how to have a difficult conversation.
How do you break up with someone? How do you tell someone that they're not good enough? How can you tell someone that they're being a racist? What's the best way to confront those who are closest to you? You face it, I face it. Everybody faces it. My name is Jasper, and today I'm posing the question, what is the best way to have a difficult conversation? I want to start out by telling a story. I once dated this girl while I was serving national service, and as all army-related stories go, we broke up. Why we broke up probably isn't that important, but I do remember having this unmeasurable sense of dread right before I told her. The relationship had become a staple in my life by this point. It really did feel as though everything was on the line. I was so worried about what to say, how she would react, or how I would react.
But if there's one thing I'm glad I didn't do, it's prolong a doomed relationship.
Some conversations you can put off, some you can't, and some you shouldn't. You don't want to offend anyone. You don't want to seem like a wet blanket. You want to be liked, and yet, you, or rather, we, must have these conversations. You might not feel great after the conversation, but it's still important to have these kinds of difficult conversations when they benefit you and the other party. If you're afraid of confronting someone, I just want to reassure you that you are not alone. Research has found that difficult conversations are perceived to be potential causes of conflict, and are believed to be initiators to hold negative ramifications. We need to talk. I don't know how others feel about this phrase, but I'm personally terrified of hearing it. There's something horrifying about being so ambiguous in starting a conversation with just those four words. And to be perfectly fair, that's how I started talking about my own breakup, instead of jumping straight in and telling her that we need to break up. I started out by reasoning out why the relationship had to end. The best way to have a difficult conversation comes right at the start. Make your intentions clear. And right now, let me make my own intentions clear. I don't want people to avoid difficult conversations. In fact, I want you to have them. But if there's something most people don't know or don't understand, it's how to have one, how to talk to someone about a difficult topic. There's a model that follows the dual concerns model for conflict and negotiation. This model puts honesty, otherwise known as the truth, against benevolence, otherwise called kindness or being good-hearted. Sometimes, it feels as though to be honest, we have to be unkind. And to be kind, we have to sacrifice honesty. The common narrative of our world suggests that we have to reach a compromise between the two. However, let me submit an alternative. You don't have to find a compromise. Honesty and benevolence are not dichotomous. They are not two ends of the same spectrum. You can have one while having the other. Rather than prioritizing honesty or benevolence at the expense of one another, why not have both? Make your benevolent intentions clear and be honest in your feedback when confronting someone. It seems rather counterintuitive, doesn't it? You didn't have to listen to this in order to figure that out. You should know it. It should come obvious to you. Just make your intentions clear. Simple as that. Yet, hardly anyone practices it. Hardly anyone makes their intentions clear before starting out a conversation. And I don't blame you, it's really easy to get straight to the point. Moving forward, I hope you do make it a point to tell people why you say the things you say before you say it. Think things through and make your intentions clear. There is an obvious caveat to this. This only works when you or the other party has good intentions. Unfortunately, there is no one-size-fits-all solution as to how to approach a difficult conversation. However, no matter the scenario, I do hope you consider the role of clarifying your intentions before speaking from now on. And perhaps to end, I'd like to encourage all of you. Research has shown that the ultimate outcome is likely to be positive. In that regard, I may have lost a girlfriend, but we still remain friends in the end. We still can rely on each other, we still care for each other, and this time, we're no longer weighing each other down emotionally. Sometimes the best and the most important conversations to have are the hardest. And with that, thank you and good luck.